So far this year, about 20 Illinois lawmakers have announced they are leaving the state legislature. For some, it's effective immediately. For others, it means they will not run for re-election. For today's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Katie Finlan explores whether this kind of turnover is normal in Springfield.
Illinois State Senator Tim Bivens, a Republican from Dixon, recently announced he will not run for re-election this coming term. Bivens served for more than a decade in the Illinois Senate after he retired from a 33-year-long career in law enforcement. So he thought 11 years was a long enough time for him to serve as a state senator.
I wasn't going down there to make it a whole nother career, but I've been able to have some impact, I think, on a lot of different legislation in a lot of different areas, and so I'm satisfied with that.
Bivens says he was a primary sponsor for more than 10 bills and resolutions this year alone, several of which were signed by Governor Bruce Rauner in the last month. Bivens says that while the current political climate in Springfield wasn't necessarily a big reason for his own departure, he knows it bothered some of the others enough to get out of the Capitol. But he says the sheer number of lawmakers leaving this time around isn't completely out of the ordinary.
There's an important thing to remember here, too, is that in the Senate, in the first eight and a half years that I was there, out of 59 senators, 38 have changed over.
For those of you doing the math at home, that's more than 60% of those seats turning over during that time.
The average stay in the Senate is about 8 years. The average stay in the House of a representative is about 6 years. So the turnover is pretty constant. Which you don't really realize that till you're there.
That may be something to consider when talking about term limits in general for Illinois lawmakers. Sarah Bruni is executive director for the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform. She says the campaign doesn't have an official stance on term limits per se, but the group has done research on states that require them.
Some of the pros are some turnover that people desire. It prohibits people from serving what some people may consider too long in office.
But Bruni says there are some drawbacks to term limits.
And what we've seen in other states is that when very experienced legislators resign or are forced to leave, that can create sort of a vacuum of knowledge.
Bruni says that's because the legislative process is hard, especially during this last term with a budget impasse and education funding.
I think many of the rank and file legislators who have long been considered leaders in their specific issue areas suffered a lot of tension and frustration throughout the entire budget impasse.
It's really not a lot of fun to be in the General Assembly right now.
That's Chris Mooney, a political science professor at University of Illinois Springfield. He says it's not entirely unusual for the State House to see so much turnover at any given time.
You're talking about a lot of people who have, various things going on in their lives, and they may be retiring, and they may be moving up in the political system, or they may be just getting out of politics and getting into the private sector or whatever it is they're doing. We're Americans and we change. That's one of the most obvious characteristics about Americans is that we're always on the move.
Mooney says there's always turnover at the Capitol. However, he says the turnover seems to be a little higher than usual, and the pressures that came with answering to constituents who definitely felt the effects of the budget impasse may have had something to do with some lawmakers wanting out of Springfield.
They can't bring home a lot of ball fields for the district or, great new programs that might solve great big problems or any of that. I mean, basically, all the job of the General Assembly for the foreseeable future is to do extremely hard things. And, those are cut spending, so people don't like that, and raise taxes, and people don't like that either.
Mooney says people also need to keep in mind that a lot of these Illinois lawmakers left comfortable jobs to literally serve the public at a pay cut. So when they're ripped apart on social media, morale isn't going to be at its highest for them during this time in Illinois' political history. Bruni says it's also important to note that some of these lawmakers who are leaving are Republicans who voted to override Governor Rauner's veto on the budget.
Some of them may be resigning because they fear a primary opponent or a very, very expensive, contentious election in 2018.
But speaking of the 2018 election, think of where we are on that timeline up until the general election in November. Mooney says now is about the time where people need to decide whether they run again or bow out, about 15 months from the general election. He says people start petitioning around this time, and they'll be filing those petitions around Thanksgiving.
It's on people's minds, and of course, if a particular representative or senator is not going to run, you know, that affects the decision-making of others who might want to run, and, you know, most members are cognizant of that.
Charlie Wheeler heads the Public Affairs Reporting Program at UIS and is a former reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Not only has he seen a similar pattern in his reporting experience, but he says impending redistricting may play a part in the mass exit this time around.
So, for example, after the census in 2020, the legislature will have to draw new maps for the General Assembly and for Congress. They'll do that in 2021, and they'll be in effect for the 2022 election.
So the consensus is that while the budget and education funding may not have helped some lawmakers wondering whether to stay in the General Assembly, it's not unreasonable to see so many leave at the same time, considering the timing of some recent legislative events. I'm Katie Finlan, WNIJ News.